Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Stanhouse. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Stanhouse. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wallace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Wallace moves to third. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallace scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Madlock. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Biedner hits a line drive towards left. Unser catches it and throws to second to double up Madlock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Unser hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from foot and he is safe. Trillo steals second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from foot to Foley and they have Cardinal trapped. The throw over to Thornton, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Swisher trying to get to third. Valentine throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Swisher for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanhouse bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Steve Stone. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Champ Summers now playing right field. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stanhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Del Unser now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Valentine strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Rosello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Swisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.